I don't. People have asked me all day today. People have been asking me that didn't see Talking Tall last night. Well, Matt, what do you think? I'm like, I don't know what to think. And they say, well, what did you think about the way you were depicted in the movie? I say, well, it was honest. And they said, well, what does that mean? I mean, well, it was honest. I mean, what more can you ask for in a documentary than to be honest, even if it makes you squirm in your seat and sink down in your chair a little bit in some of it? Let's put it this way. Probably the two most scandalous things that have ever happened in my entire life are well documented in this movie. All right, I think, is that safe to say, Forrest?
It is.
The two most scandalous things.
Two things that you've admitted to here in the studio.
Well, I mean, but yeah, the two things that I've admitted to that are like the most scandalous things I've ever been involved in my life, and they are both documented forever on film in this movie. And so, you know, how do I feel about it? Well, I feel like there's no way I can let my mom see this movie. You know, that's one thing. I'm not going to say a word to my folks about it because I don't want to destroy the image.
Online.
No. My mom doesn't have internet access
to
listen.
Your sister is.
Now, my sister might. And Kyra, if you're listening right now, you'd better not tell mom that I'm keeping a secret from her. But, I mean, I think it would devastate her. Also, there's no way I can let my 12-year-old son see this movie because, well, there's just things in this movie that aren't appropriate for my son to see. Let's just put it that way. All right.